Christians should reserve an hour of meditation and prayer unto God, whether it be late at night or early in the morning, riding the subway or maybe the bus, or maybe in your own automobile as you drive along the busy highways of life. Nice every now and then to pull aside and say, Lord, I thank you for the many blessings you've bestowed upon us. Thank you for your goodness up until this present time. For we realize it's not because we've been so good, but just because you've been so merciful. Then there's times when we should have on our lips a prayer of thanksgiving, where we say, thank you, God, for letting me see a brand new day that I've never witnessed before. Then there are going to come times in your lives when everything's going to be upset and turmoil and distress is all around you. But in seasons of distress and grief, I don't know about anybody else, but when these times come in my life, my soul has often found relief. Thank God. And when I talk to him in the sweet hour of prayer, I often escape. Escape the tempter's snare. For there are so many that desire to see me fall. But if I can just manage to steal away for a moment and tell Jesus all, he lets me know by his returning. He gives me a communion with him when I humble myself in the sweet hour. Oh, such a wonderful hour of prayer.
Can I sing like a feeling? I'm telling you, prayer.
Oh, prayer.
Oh, prayer. It changes
things.
Somebody needs to know that
prayer.
Prayer.
It changes
things.
Yes, it changes things.
Listen, y'all. There was a mother crying all night long because of her daughter that ran away from home.
Ooh.
She said, why should I be crying when I know how to pray? Surely my God will make a way.
When she got down on her knees,
ooh,
and began to talk to the Lord,
she heard a knocking,
a knocking at the door,
knocking at the door.
And when she answered, she said, who could it be?
It
was the daughter saying, mama,
yes,
please forgive me. I'm telling you that prayer.
Oh,
prayer.
Oh, prayer.
It changes things.
I'm glad that
prayer.
Oh, prayer.
It changes things.
Feel good,
yes,
now, y'all.
It changes things.
Well, the doctor said that he wouldn't make it through.
Wouldn't make
so
it
he
through.
Called the family in.
then give them the bad news. Ooh. But the family said no, we ain't gonna let them go. Cause we believe in God, we believe in miracles.
We believe in miracles.
So the family join hands, yes, and they begin to pray and call on the name that's above every name.
Well,
just a few minutes later, the doctor came running in.
He
said, the doctor knows your brother is gonna live.
Somebody needs to go.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh,
prayer.
Oh, prayer.
Welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush Glory Gospel Hour. Our each time is after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Hope everyone is having a great and glorious morning. Be sure to tune us in on every Monday and Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Our next song coming up is coming from Todd Delaney, and it's entitled Pulling Me Through.
Oh, Everybody knows that God did it for them. Just say it was you, Father. Heaven and say, it was you, Father.
Nobody but you, Lord.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. And a refreshing love, purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this.
Let your all-consuming fire,
yeah.
Purify
our hearts.
Surround.
It's might just help me say that.
It's moving and it's breaking. My brain is shifting the atmosphere. Every oath will be destroyed.
I believe it.
Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Help me say it.
It's moving and it's breaking. Our praise is
shifting the atmosphere.
It's moving, it's breaking. This worship is shifting the
to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel, Glory's Gospel Hour. It is 29 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Great song there coming from Jason Nelson, titled Shifting the Atmosphere. Our next song coming up is coming. Before we go into the next song, we'd like to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song that you will hear will be coming from Darryl Snacks and the Angels, entitled So Many Times the Lord Has Made a Way for Me.
Happy birthday to you. To Paris in the spring or the fall. I've never been to India, no. Yeah, see the Taj Mahal alone. I've never been to Switzerland, no. Yeah. See the winter games playing. Oh, I've never been to New Orleans, oh. Carnival of Mardi Gras, yeah. Never been to London. On a foggy day, yeah. I've never been to your gondola plane. All I want to do is make it to heaven. That's all I want. That's all I want. I declare that will be good enough for me. I've become a heaven. There's a place where I want to be. Hey, Ben. declare that will be good enough for me. Because of heaven, heaven is a place where I want to be. Streets are made of gold. Heaven, where the saint can soothe his own weary soul. Heaven, I'm gonna sit down in the crystal seat one day.
Every day of my life. if he never, 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 never does anything else?
He's done. He's done.
One more time, tell him, thank you. You ought to look at your neighbor and tell him, he's done enough.
He's done, he's done.
I had to have a little small surgery, but he brought me out of it.
He's done,
yes he did.
He's done.
I could have not had a voice to sing tonight, but he done enough.
He's done, he's done.
Oh, hey, hey, hey. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, I say thank you. Lord, I say thank you. He's done enough.
He's done. He's done.
I told y'all we wasn't gonna break no more. He's done enough.
He's done. He's done.
Y'all know how we do it on Sundays. You mess up, you keep on going. I just want to take time to tell you a story about a man called Shaolin Jung. Jung joined a dead church. They didn't believe in shouting. They didn't believe in dancing and speaking in tongues. But when they opened the doors of the church, John joined that church. And when John joined that church, he came in dancing. Everybody got disturbed. Because John was dancing all around the church. The deacons ran, sat him down, he jumped back up. They tried to hold his legs, his hands were gone. When they turned the hands loose, the feet were going. It's just a light fire. It's just a light fire. Shut up in the bones. Well, they did everything they could to stop old John from shouting. And when they couldn't finally stop him, they made up in their mind, we've got to go out to John's house, y'all. But something is wrong with him. Doesn't he know? We don't act like that in our church. Doesn't John know? We've got dignitaries in our church. We're going. We're going to John's house. Well, when they got out there, they found this old 86-year-old man. Him and an old beat-up mule plowing. in the field. They drove all of the deacons. They got out of their fine cars. They walked over to John. John looked around at the whole mule. Walked over to him and said, "Brother, I know why you've come out here. You've come out here to tell me that I praise the Lord too much. You've come out here to tell me that I dance too much." One of the deacons told him, "If you don't stop shouting, if you don't stop dancing, we're going to put you out of our church." Somebody say yeah. Well, put me out. I can't hold my peace. Did you see all of that land you just drove up on? He said, "God gave me all that land, but you don't want me to dance in your church." Said, "Look at my sons and daughters." Said, "God gave me all of my children. Not one time have I been to the courthouse. Not one time. But you don't want me to dance in your church." Then he said, "Look at me. I'm 86 years old. I'm still able to walk down behind that old mule. I'm still able to harvest my own crop. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Listen, Brother Deacon, if I can't shout in your church, hold my mule. I'm going to shout right here. That's the way I feel right now. I feel like old Shout John. I know we got some dignified folks in here, but I come to tell you, I feel like praising him. Oh, I feel like praising him. praise the Lord while you have a chance. Anybody? Oh,
everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. We don't have any updates thus far this morning, but we would like to reiterate the report from the UN report. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Charles Radcliffe at the United Nations. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights opens with the immortal words, "All human beings are born free and equal." And yet around the world, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex people are harassed, attacked, imprisoned, and treated in a discriminatory manner. For many, the promise of the Universal Declaration rings hollow. They feel anything but free and equal. In 2010, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and High Commissioner for Human Rights Navi Pillay launched a global appeal for the decriminalization of homosexuality and for further measures to end homophobic violence and discrimination. Since then, we've seen the adoption of the first ever UN resolution on the issue, the first official UN report, and the first formal intergovernmental debate. After a long period of denial, a dialogue among states is at last unfolding at the United Nations. A lid has been lifted. Now, this is an issue where the politics are shifting fast. In 2005, when a statement expressing concern at violations against LGBT people was first circulated at the United Nations, 32 countries signed it. Within a year, that number had grown to 54. By 2008, it had increased to 67. And by 2011, to 85 states from all regions. Even so, deep divisions remain. And it's the same objections that come up again and again. First, that LGBT people are somehow asking for new rights or special rights. The fact is that the rights being demanded are neither new nor special. They are age-old and universal. They're exactly the same rights that we're all entitled to. Among them, the right to life, personal security, privacy, health, education, to freedom from discrimination, and freedom of expression, association, and assembly. So no new rights needed, just proper enforcement of existing ones. Second, some say that because human rights treaties don't explicitly mention homophobic discrimination, that states have no legal obligation to tackle it. But international law requires states to protect the rights of everyone without distinction. There's no fine print, no hidden exemption clause in any of our international human rights treaties that would permit a state to guarantee full rights to some but withhold them from others purely on the basis of their sexual orientation or their gender identity. Third, there is the view that sexual orientation and gender identity are somehow Western concepts that are being unfairly imposed on unwilling nations. But sexual orientation and gender identity are no more Western than racial identity or disability or age are Western. We all have a sexual orientation and a gender identity, whether we talk about it or not. It's part of our makeup as human beings. In fact, if anything can be traced to the West, it's the existence of many criminal laws that are used to prosecute and punish people on the basis of their sexual orientation and gender identity. These laws, still in place in some 76 countries, were in most cases imposed in the 19th century by the colonial powers of the day. They're relics of a bygone age. Perhaps the most common objection we hear is that same-sex relationships run counter to religious teachings and to prevailing traditional and cultural values in many societies. Now, it'd be wrong to underestimate the importance of tradition, culture, and religion in shaping society, but they're not monolithic, nor can they override individual freedoms. The collective, however united, cannot impose its shared traditions, culture, and religious beliefs on an individual against his or her wishes. Take religion. Freedom of religion is a fundamental right. It's anchored in international law. People are fully entitled to believe and to follow in their own lives whatever religious teachings they choose. What's more, they're entitled to protection from discrimination on the basis of their religious beliefs. But they're not entitled to discriminate against others whose views and values differ from their own. This is not the first time that tradition, culture, and religion have been used as a pretext for denying people equal rights. Slavery, child marriage, marital rape, honor killings, the denial of property and inheritance rights to women, female genital mutilation, all of these have been defended in their time on grounds of tradition, culture, or religion. In this case, the conflict between the rights of LGBT people on the one hand and culture, tradition, and religion on the other is a false one. The protection of one need not be at the expense of the other. The key is to bring the debate back to the rights of individuals, including the right to define their own values, beliefs, and culture for themselves. And we still have a long way to go to end violence and discrimination against LGBT people. The debate here at the United Nations is just starting. To be meaningful, it must be informed by the facts. And that requires violations to be systematically monitored, documented. The same level of scrutiny should apply to these violations as to all others. This is a great human rights cause, on a par with earlier struggles to eliminate other kinds of prejudice and discrimination. Overcoming resistance, countering prejudice, convincing governments to step up and protect LGBT people. None of this will be easy, but the defense of basic rights demands nothing less of us. Thank you.
I'd like to thank the UN for that report. Thank everyone for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News. Stay tuned for the morning variety show, which airs next.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods and I lost my way. It was getting late and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there And I knew in my heart He was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger, to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend, just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places, to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
Snow in Montana was 3 feet high. Lady at the counter said there ain't no flights. And so we called her on the telephone. He said, I'll rent a car and I'll drive home. And she said, I'll wait for you, like I did last year at Christmas time, with your family here. And your truck broke down out in San Antonio, and the gifts stayed around until you got home. Oh, this ain't nothing new. Sweetheart, I'll wait for you. Now he's on his cell phone in a coupe de ville, talking to the one he loves and always will. His heart is breaking cause she's there alone. Her heart is aching, oh, she wants him home. She says, I'll wait for you, like in 68, our child was due. But I said he'll have to wait until his dad gets here and stands by my side. Remember, dear, our son's first cry. Oh, this ain't nothing new. Sweetheart, I'll wait for you. You didn't stop all day to eat a bite, and he finally got there around midnight. The doctor said she's in a better place. She said to give you this note just in case, and it said, I'll wait for you at heaven's gate. Oh, I don't care how long it takes, and I'll tell St. Pete I can't come in without my love and my best friend. Oh, this ain't nothing new. Sweetheart, I'll wait for you. Yes, I love you too. Sweetheart, I'll wait for you.
An old farmhouse outside Birmingham, when some on the scene reporter stuck a camera in the face of that old man. He said, tell the folks please, mister, what are you gonna do now that this twister has taken all that's dear to you? Boy, let me tell you something. This ain't nothing. He said, I lost my daddy when I was 8 years old. That cave in at the Kincaid mine left a big old hole. And I lost my baby brother, my best friend in my left hand, in a no-win situation. In a place called Vietnam. Last year I watched my loving wife of 50 years went to and die, and I held her hand till her heart of gold stopped pumping. So this ain't nothing. He said, I learned at an early age there's things that matter and there's things that don't. So if you're waiting here for me to cry, I hate to disappoint you, boy, but I won't. Then he reached out in the rubble and picked up a photograph, wiped the dirt off of it with the hand that he still had. He put it to his lips. Said, man, she was something. But this ain't nothing. He said, I lost my daddy when I was 8 years old. That cave in at the Kincaid mine left a big old hole. And I lost my baby brother, my best friend in my left hand, in a no-win situation. In a place called Vietnam. And last year I watched my loving wife of 50 years when
this ain't nothing.
Get where I'm going on the far side of the sky. The first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion and run my fingers through his mane, or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will share the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. I'm gonna walk with my granddaddy, and he'll match me step for step. And I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since he left. And then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I see my Maker's face, I'll stand forever in the light of His amazing grace.
Come on in. Rock a while.
Welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel, morning variety show. It is 21 minutes after the hour. I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining us this morning. It is time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is Rich Kiyomko.
How you guys doing?
I can't hear you. How are you guys doing? Oh my God. Oh my God. This is the world's safest space. Check it out. Woo! It's so safe, I'm gonna have to bash myself. I did not have this growing up. I did not have any of this. I didn't have True Colors or Gay Straight Alliances or child care, any of this. This is beautiful. God, when I was in high school, oh my God, it was hard. We did not have any of the support. I mean, even my imaginary friends were homophobic. But I grew up in the 80s. This is like back during Duran Duran, Culture Club, Flock of Seagulls period. I would dress up like all of them at the same time. I made Lady Gaga look like Laura Bush. Okay. Yeah. My clothing came out of the closet before I did. By the 20th club, I get into this club, and this MC, the host of the club, is like, yeah, the next guy up is looks like the Chinese delivery guy, but like the gay version. Hiya! Yeah, same space. And I'm not sure if I'm pissed because he thinks that all Asian people look the same, or that he thinks that, you know, all Asians look gay. Or the fact that all those Chinese delivery guys are in fact Mexican. Not all, some. My takeouts are Mexican, just to be clear. But you know, I want to work in this, son. I want to work in this interview. So instead of going up there and kicking his ass, I'm just like, oh, you're so funny. Oh, you're so funny. You make me use a fake chinky accent. Hey, dude, thanks. Hey, way to bring me up, you know. But I understand that, you know, all Asians look the same to you. But, you know, it's the same for me. All you white guys look the same. You know, you look like all those white guys. What's that funny white guy on TV? Ellen DeGeneres. Except you're extremely homophobic. Hey-ya! But, you gotta work in the world. We are in the world, But, you know, Obama did say he would repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, right? You heard the news, right? So we're working on it, You all know the definition of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, right? You can be gay, you can be in the military, just shut up, fag. Right, that's what we're being told by that. And the opposition says gay people should not serve openly because it would undermine the security of our troops. You know, it would weaken the morale. Please. That argument is so lame. It's like saying, I was going to fight for freedom, but there are gay people here and I might drop a soap. Yeah, totally ignorant. I'm like, excuse me, people are dropping bombs and you're worried about dropping soap? Okay, just a little update. Gay people don't use soap. We use body wash. Okay, so listen up. Here's my test, my true test for strength and courage to prove that you're fit to serve our nation. Take each soldier alone, drop him unarmed in my old high school. Hot pants, rainbow flag, body glitter, and make him star in the spring musical. If he graduates alive, he is fit to serve. I am fit to serve. West Side Story, reporting for duty. Now, my high school was rough. I mean, these guys would throw rocks through my window, or spray paint faggot on my house, steal my sewing kit, and the seam ripper. Right. But I would call the cops, and I would report this. I would speak out, and my mom would be like, Lee Chan, Do not stoop down to their level. Rise above. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is the same mom who said, we are praying to Jesus to find a cure. Thanks for the mixed message. My aunt was visiting from the Philippines last year, and I hadn't seen my aunt since I was like
you know, that gay. You know, no show tunes, just baking. And I wanted to come out to her, so I sit her down and I'm like, auntie, I just want you to know that, oh, I know, I already know. I'm like, you know? Oh, please, I teach in the Cebu system, the school system, there are 10 teachers, they are all gay. Well, 9 are gay, 1 does not yet know the truth. Because in the Philippines, there's this term called bakla, which is the word they use for gay in their culture, and it's a little different. But the cultural expectations are so different. Because there, if you're bakla, if you're gay, they expect you to act like, I'm fire! They want you to make RuPaul look like Ron Paul. And my mom, you know, this is opposite. It's like, instead of don't ask, don't tell, it's like, don't make us ask, make sure we can tell. But my mom, when I was growing up, said, "Big Charles, you will be the only Filipino in the world who is gay." Lies! But so my uncle was asking her, "Del, are you sure that Big Charles is bakla?" She's like, "Oh yes, he's bakla, but he does not act bakla." "Oh no, that is American bakla." See, in the Philippines, Filipino bakla, they try to act like Whitney Houston, or Barbara Streisand, or SpongeBob. But in American bakla, they try to act like Tom Cruise, or John Travolta, or Hillary Clinton. Now, I remember, when I came out to my dad, and the first thing he said is like, "Stop sewing, stop theater, and stop doing that thing you do." "What thing?" "You know. That thing you do with your eyes." "Oh, you mean..." "Join the football team." "Dad, that's not a cure, that's foreplay." I mean, imagine me on a football field. Tweet! "Legal hold." "Yeah, but I am totally scoring." Okay, you guys, get as many hugs as you can today. Make new friends.
starts with a smile and it ends with an all night long slow kiss. It goes like this. And it goes like ooh. And it goes like hey. And it ends with a kiss. It goes like this.
To the Beatles run, old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky tonk where they boot stomp all night. What?
Right.
Yeah, and walk to call work, digging in the dirt, gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down, to get paid, to get your girl in your four-wheel drive. Yeah, the boys round here drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks. And them red dirt roads out kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Shoot a back, a shoot a back, a shoot a back, a spit. Oh, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls round here, yeah, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawl and just can't help it because they just keep falling for the boys.
feel like I get a little crazy, but something about your loving baby breaks me down and makes me wanna haul ass home. I got a rough side, a wild side, at least a country mile wide, a fighting side after a few. If they wanna see my sweet side, my soft side, my best side, I just point at you, point at you.
Stay with me all summer. Stay with me. A good cover. Stay with me. Be my lover. You should stay with me all summer. Stay. through that old gate, it's quite a sight to see. That handsome face in this desert place, getting away from me. That juxtaposition, but right now it's indecision. Do I go back out and chase you down? Will you be the one that got away? You should
with Kale, our morning variety hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Be sure when you get on the highways today, by all means, please do not text while driving. I want you to arrive safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from Diana Carter, and it's entitled Strawberry Wine.
Through college on my grandpa's farm, I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild on the banks of the river on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon saw everything, my first taste of when 30 was old. My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call, we drifted away like the leaves in the fall. Strawberry wine,
It's a country fiesta.
Hey y'all, let's ride the party going on the riverside. Hey y'all, jump in, let your hair down, go off the deep end. Cold beer, hot things, nothing but a chicken wing. Get your girls screaming with that southern drawl.
Hey y'all. Cut off, that's right. Chickens won't bite. Whole lot of Hank ain't no Hoosier thing. Raising our cups up, sipping on some hot punch.
Hey y'all, let's ride the party going on the riverside. Hey y'all, jump in, let your head down, go off the deep end. Cold beer, hot thing, nothing but a chicken wing. Get the girls screaming with that southern drawl. Hey y'all.
Look at it right.